It's time for Beginnings Field Guide, the podcast where creators deconstruct their favorite projects from conception to finished product in order to explore the many different paths the creative process can take.
On today's Field Guide, we talk to Tom Sharpling, the host of the weekly call-in program, The Best Show on WFMU. Tom is also one of the best straight men in comedy and uses his skills in the duo Sharpling and Worcester. Recently, Tom has begun to direct music videos for groups like Ted Leo and the Pharmacists and the New Pornographers. And on this episode of Field Guide, we talk about the trailer he made for John Hodgman's new book. If you want to check out Tom's full interview, why not listen to the last episode? And we also interviewed his comedy partner and Superchunk drummer John Worcester in episode 13. And now, let's all hope Mike Bloomberg gets punched right in his wealthy dick. Hi everyone, welcome to Beginnings Field Guide, the show that asks how do creative people actually create. My name is Andy.
And my name is Mark, and we're also known as Wrestling Team, a comedy duo in New York City.
Yeah, today's guest is Tom Sharpling. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
You might remember him from last week.
Yes. We're back for more.
I don't know why we couldn't have done this when we met last week. You had to gather me back here again.
Well, you know, it's
for
scheduling.
A shorter segment.
I was embarrassed to ask. Wow. So I finally got it.
Guys, my time is very valuable. I don't have time to meet you guys two times, once every week. I don't have time.
Do you want to?
It's just one more session
okay.
Next week.
All right. You know what? One more, and then we've got to start doing these things in clusters.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
I understand.
There might be some follow-up questions, though,
okay.
Just so we're clear.
Maybe.
Sure.
For that third one.
Okay.
So, I believe today we're going to talk about the trailer that you did for John
Hodgman. Were you going to say Judge John Hodgman?
I actually wasn't. I just was going to say Judge for whatever reason. But you recently directed the trailer for John Hodgman's new book, That Is All.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we like to talk with people about projects that they've done kind of from original idea to finished product and how it sort of changed along the way.
Okay.
So
we'll play a clip of the video here.
Yeah.
And would you like to set it up at all, or we'll just play a part
just
of it?
Just watch it.
It's a good setup.
We need as many hits as we can get. It's going to cost you money. Watch it.
Is Funny or Die the preferred avenue?
I think it is the exclusive avenue for the time being.
Sorry, YouTube, suck it.
Slept on that one, tubers.
And so I turned to my wife, Suzanne Plachette, and said, "That is all." There. Finished. Computer, send this to the computer and print it out.
Acknowledged. Shall I get Jonathan Colton on the phone?
What? No, I'm not entirely helpless.
Whatever you say, Master.
Yes, I'm calling for internet superstar and feral mountain man, Jonathan Colton, please. Ah, Jonathan, it's your friend, John Hodgman, a deranged millionaire. Listen, Jonathan, I just finished my final book of complete world knowledge, and it's coming out November 1st. Yes, that's right. That's just about a year before the end of the world. That's right, Ragnarok. I'm really excited about it. Listen, Jonathan, the publisher's being really annoying about this. They don't want me to print just one copy. Right. They want me to print many copies, really take it to the people. Well, the thing is, to do that, I'm going to have to leave my house. So, thank you, Jonathan. Yes. Where do you want to meet? The foyer? The map room? The movie loft? The polo room? The bocce courts? Where? Ferret skeleton room? Jonathan, you know that place creeps me out. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll just meet you there. See you in a minute.
Take me with you.
In your electric dreams, Robot. Start the theme music. I'm on my way.
He had a name. He had an unlikely name.
Yeah, the deranged millionaire. The deranged millionaire. He lived in a secret location, burning money all day. And people from
So where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea to do a book trailer came from John Hodgman. You know, he had done a couple videos with me over the last year. He appeared in Ted Leo and the Pharmacist video for Bottled in Cork, which was the first video I had directed. And then he was in the New Pornographers video for Moves. He played a record executive, and John Worster shattered a breakaway bottle over his head. But I've been friends with John. He's come on the show and have a great time talking to him, and he's a good friend. And we had always talked about just doing stuff together. And then when his book was coming together, he offered, he didn't offer, he asked, sorry, offer is the wrong word. He offered the option, the ability of me to direct the thing for it. No, he said, you know, would you be interested in doing this book trailer? Because it's a growing thing that I was not that aware of for authors to do these little book trailers. And so I was like, oh my God, yeah, I would love to do something with him. And then we kicked around ideas and landed on the idea of John writing his book and bringing it to the people. So he went through all the rooms in his house. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we started talking about the rooms, I don't think it was 2 minutes into the conversation before it was talking about the idea of one of those rooms being the Mac PC room from the commercials. And also, the idea of the celebrity cameo room came up almost immediately. We were both just kind of kicking stuff around, and those ideas came together immediately. So, yeah, and then we kicked a treatment back and forth, turned into a script, and then we shot it over 2 days.
Did you guys get Dick Cavett because of the Bored to Death episode?
John got Dick Cavett, I think, from the Bored to Death episode, yeah. And he really cleared his Rolodex on that one. I came up a little... we had mutual people that he asked. Like, Paul Rudd was in the New Pornographers video.
Right.
And Hodgman asked him to be in the book trailer, and... You know, Kristen Schaal we're both friends with, and trying to think who else. Ted Leo and Fred Armisen, people like that. We are mutual acquaintances or friends, but he asked Dick Cavett, and Funny or Die helped us get Brooke Shields and Nas,
right?
And so people like that kind of came together, and so the room filled up pretty fast. And once Dick Cavett was on board, I think it helped facilitate other people's interests on coming on board.
Nice.
Did it change at all in any ways that you didn't anticipate from maybe your original conception at the script stage to when you were shooting and editing?
The one thing I had thought was maybe we should do something that's simple in the scheme of things. But then when the idea was getting fleshed out, it was getting ambitious, and I was okay with that because I really like trying to get as ambitious with these things as possible. But I didn't know what our budget was going to be, and I just wanted to be on the right side of budget stuff. So I didn't want to get too carried away with a crazy idea that we would never be able to pull off. But yeah, we squeezed every dollar out of it, and the budget still was super small, and we made it happen though. So the idea, once we kind of were in on it, it stayed scope-wise and concept-wise where we had talked about on the phone that day.
Mm-hmm. Nice. What this? Okay, admittedly, this question is probably difficult, as has been evidenced by the last couple episodes. What do you think this says about you, either as a creator or as a person?
I mean, as a director, really?
Yeah.
Well, it was nice to do something that that. You know, it was nice to do something that had an extended performance by Hodgman at the top, because I have to say, I know he doesn't look at himself as being an actor first, but during the whole process of making this video, he could not have been more rock solid performance-wise. So, just working with him in that capacity, and then seeing how just how good he is at playing the character of the John Hodgman as the deranged millionaire, which is the character that the book is about. You know, that's the from the perspective from which the, his new book's written. Having seeing him do that and being so just locked in on it was great. And I it was great to work with a friend like that, and it's always great to work with Rob Hatchmiller and Paloma Basu, who produced the video, and Paul Yee, who shoots the video. We've done all the videos together, and just getting to do a different thing with them was great. And so it's I would say there was a maybe a strengthening of things that came out of it for me was what I had taken, what I would take away from it, because there's something that comes that when you work with friends and it's going well, that's just the greatest to me, because it, everything benefits from it. The work benefits from it, and you become better friends with the person. So,
yeah, I think that's definitely one of my favorite things about collaborating on anything. It's just like you get to hang out with your friends and make weird, cool stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And then become better friends through it.
Sure, yeah.
Like, and it, like, yeah. I mean, I love making things, but also, like, that idea of just, like, oh, me and this one guy, now that we've done this, like, video together, now we're going to hang out, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And now we have an inside joke.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, well, that is what it is for me. I just want to create inside
jokes. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that's my little secret.
You have a diary.
Yeah.
Fill out.
Yeah. I'm like Emily Dickinson. You'll find a book
in so many ways.
Inside jokes.
Yeah.
After I pass on.
Well, she was a famous writer of joke books.
Right.
Yeah.
The famous bathroom joke book.
Yes.
Emily Dickinson.
Yeah. She wrote under the name Uncle John.
At one point. You may remember her bestseller, The Shit List.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, I think that little bit of riffing is a great way to close this out.
But
Or not. We could keep it going.
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Zingy on the way out. What was my favorite?
What was your favorite room?
Well, I just by the fact that the celebrity cameo room was so insane with so many people in it, and we only had 90 minutes to do it, and doing that thing, and in the room was Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids, is one of the people sitting in it. And then my friend Peyton Reed, who's directed a bunch of movies, was off camera watching. And I'm doing this directing thing in front of directors, and also having people like Paul Rudd and Brooke Shields and all these people who have been directed so many times, and now it was kind of on me to lead the room and pull this thing off, I think was my favorite, because I came out of it just giddy that we pulled it off. So that was, it could have gone wrong so many different ways, but it did not go wrong, thankfully. So that's my favorite room.
Nice. And that's a better note to end on.
Yeah. Yeah, not your...
I don't even know what it was.
You know.
Remember, own it.
Yes.
I'm
gonna call back to last episode. All right. Well, thank you again, right,
great.
Tom.
And I'll see you next week.
And all right, and we'll be back.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, I'm Mark.
Oh, I'm Andy.
And we're a wrestling team.
Thanks for listening
to
Dudes and Dudesettes.
Hey, Dudesettes, would you like some Raisinettes?
Suzettes.
Hey.
Crepes Dudettes. Why did the turtles have to genderize? Why couldn't everyone just be a dude? Like, I call women a dude.
The turtles? Oh, when they called April a dudette.
Yeah, and probably like that. There was a female turtle later on in the series.
There was a character called Crepe Suzette somewhere, wasn't there? In some cartoon? Was it a Jungle Book? What was the Jungle Tales? What was it where it was Jungle Book but they had an airplane?
Honestly, it sounds like a porn name for a woman, but like not like today.
But
like
not a good one.
Yeah, like all the names are just like Janet Jizz or something like that. It sounds like when the idea that...
When it was elegant in the 70s.
Yeah, when there was an idea in the 70s that people fucking on camera and ejaculating each other was somehow like it was Pompeii or something like that. If I went to Pompeii in high school, I went to Italy, and like everywhere on the... Not everywhere, but like in a good part of like the public art, just people fucking in like... Yeah, like drawings and stuff like that. Like they like... Yes...
Tim last Allen.
Man's last, yes, last man standing.
They're ancient, on the bubble, but not in our hearts.
Ancient Pompeii. Yeah, no, ancient Rome was fucking decadent as shit.
Yeah. And just like the 70s porn industry.
Yeah. And you can tell that because I added two swears to that sentence. That's how decadent it was. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks to Tom.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
On the show.
Super nice guy.
Super nice. I was very... I mean, you can hear that I was...
We were clearly both intimidated by him because we're huge fans of his.
Not only huge fans, but also his persona on the radio.
Yeah.
In my brain, I've confused the man, who is like a super nice guy,
with the myth.
With the...
Evo.
With his character.
Yeah.
Like,
we were on his home turf.
I do that all the time. It's the same thing like Besser. Like, Besser could not have been nicer. Mm. But in my mind, like, a lot of the characters he plays are kind of jerky.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I've conflated, like, the jerky character...
Right.
...with the, like, the man who's, like, super nice.
You gotta separate the art from the artist.
It's tough, though, when someone's playing a character. I have a tough time, like, when Mark and I are writing, instead of referring to your character, I'll say you. Oh, yeah, when I do this, instead of saying my character.
Right.
It's a very thin line.
Well, we usually play Mark and Andy, so it's hard to draw that line.
True. But I usually, I get too far into the character, man. I'm too deep.
Yeah, man. Hey, but if you want to hear us being real, we've actually gotten some feedback on Beginnings recently about people wanting to hear more about us. And we just did a podcast, the Sketchblock podcast, where we talk very seriously about how we met and how we do what we do. And you should listen to it. It's at sketchblockpodcast.wordpress.com,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
We're episode 5.
By the way, when you say seriously, it's not like we're...
Well, I mean, we joke around a lot, but it's also, I think, one of the most genuine representations of us out there on the internet.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. No goofery.
Out of maybe some of the earlier episodes of Beginnings, maybe. But anyway, this is 5 minutes. We've been talking for a while. So... we've got Eddie Pepitone coming up next week.
Yeah.
Psyched about that. And boy, do we have a massive fish on the line out there.
We have a couple, actually.
I don't want to say anything, but things are looking exciting in the next few months for Beginnings.
Yeah. So check out Eddie Pepitone next week. We'll have a special field guide the week after that.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jared Logan. I'm on Twitter at WrestlingTeam, Facebook.com/WrestlingTeam, WrestlingTeam.org, and write us at jokes@WrestlingTeam.org.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.